on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer.
1962.
We have now arrived in the summer of 1962. What were things like in Half Moon Bay in the early 60s? Well, checking the archives of the Half Moon Bay Review, Moss Beach Boy is chased by man with an axe. The San Francisco man was jailed after he reportedly chased a young boy with an axe. The 70-year-old was the son of Grady Mayfield family, who the owner was trying to evict. The Half Moon Bay Area Amateur Radio Club is asking the Federal Communication Commission for a station license with the call sign letters HMA. Work has resumed on the high school building project. Construction has resumed on the new $2 million Half Moon Bay High School after a strike by common laborers. The construction company contract for the project said laborers are returning to work at their old pay rate pending negotiations of a new contract. And now for a little history in the making from my restaurant, Cameron's Pub. Our family has hit a landmark and just realized it. We came exactly 50 years ago to settle here in Half Moon Bay. My brother and sister and I were in grades 5th, 6th, and 7th and took to our new home immediately. We all enjoyed going to Cunha's Middle School and then to Half Moon Bay High. We never got into trouble since our folks employed what they called the Fink Factor. Because we were close in age, we always knew what the others were doing and could be counted on to tell Mom and Dad if anything was noticed and was off bounds. My brother and I settled here for good, and my sister lives in the Delta at Bethel Island. Years ago, she returned from college to be Miss Half Moon Bay at the county fair. You may say our family truly loves the coastside, as I sure many of you do. We do live in a special place. Let's celebrate our setting and our country as we approach the 250th anniversary of America. Keep calm and local on. We do hope you'll visit us soon at Cameron's Restaurant, Pub and Inn, and now RV Camping. 1962, and the Cold War continues to worsen as the Russians place ballistic missiles in Cuba. Just 90 miles away from the coast of Florida, and President Kennedy calls their bluff by threatening war unless they are removed. The USSR backs down, but for a short time, the world stands on the brink of nuclear war. The president sets a goal for landing a man on the moon before 1970. The United States is getting involved in Southeast Asia politics by training South Vietnamese pilots. Actress Marilyn Monroe makes news by serenading President Kennedy in May during the TV broadcast celebration for JFK. She sang an intimate, sultry, and memorable rendition of Happy Birthday, Mr. President. The performance added to the rumors that the two were having an affair. And the only 3 months later, Monroe died of a drug overdose, ruled a probable suicide under suspicious circumstances. The big new hit on TV is the Beverly Hillbillies, and the James Bond movie title, Dr. No, is an instant success. In popular music, this was discovered by singer Carole King when babysitting for a friend, and her first attempt at recording a record was a smash, 12 weeks on the charts, and a number one solid gold hit. Here's Little Eva and the Locomotion.
Don't
Born in England, raised in Australia, his one and only hit in America, here's Frank Ifield with I Remember You.
I remember you. You're the one who made my dreams come true. A few kisses ago. I remember you. You're the one who said I love you too. Yes, I do. Didn't you know? I remember too a distant bell and stars that fell like the rain out of the blue. Distant bell and stars that fell just like the rain out of the blue.
Every week a new adventure as we travel back in time with the KHMV Time Machine. This is Cameron Palmer. Thanks for listening.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping.